It may seem obvious that $750 million to vaccinate poor children is a good thing. Increasingly, private donations are filling health needs that governments are not. But there is more to this kind of philanthropy than meets the eye. Lincoln Chen, director of the Global Equity Center at Harvard University, says while private donations can be extremely helpful and cost-effective, they do not address the problem of sustaining health programs, and they run the risk of promoting narrow health interests.
One could argue, why is it that a wealthy philanthropist or foundation can set the agenda? But I think in the case of childhood immunization, that's not as worrisome. I think that the private-public partnership here is bringing together the best of the public and private sectors. But I think that one could easily argue for treatment against a childhood pneumonia or diarrhea, which are equally, if not even bigger, killers of children, or childhood malnutrition and micronutrient deficiencies. So I think there is an argument that the philanthropic concentrations may not be as balanced as they would be if the families themselves were spending the money, or if the governments themselves were spending the money in the poorest countries. Both the private and the public sectors have their comparative strengths and advantages, and hopefully these partnerships can build on them, providing a whole that is greater than the parts.
How much of a difference does about $1 billion make in terms of vaccinating children in the developing world?
Oh, I think it makes a world of difference, because these are external resources that are stimulating and leveraging much larger domestic resources that are not being as efficiently or as energetically being deployed because of a lack of both overall resources, but also the political priority and will. So I think it stimulates the national governments and national groups to actually prioritize immunizations and to seek deliverable results.
Lincoln Chen, director of the Global Equity Center at Harvard University. He says the $750 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will be used to fund core childhood immunizations, measles, tetanus, pertussis, and polio. And there will be additional immunizations, such as for hepatitis, in countries where there are outbreaks. I'm Barbara Klein.